Well, less so. WDET and WRCJ, which is the new version of WQRS from yesteryear, they're a little hot. I think it's WKAR is in East Lansing. It's the 90.5. They've got a terrific signal. You know, nice, good quality. They're not real compressed. Overall, their level is low. You know, you've got the signal-to-noise ratio is not always great because, you know, they do turn the drive down a little bit, so they've got a lot of headroom, so you get greater dynamic swings. But you got to have an antenna that you can really get them full quieting. I do pretty well with the Yagi on the roof, but they've got a big enough signal that you could probably do okay with just an Omni, but you got to get an outside antenna for that station. You're just not going to hear that in a house, especially a, you know, usual metal-clad house. So there's still some decent fidelity stuff out there, but it's still, you know, it's digital from the studio to the transmitter and 47 different intermediary spots. I don't know how that stuff works. I just have a bad attitude about the whole thing. So WDET, WRCJ, they're a little hot. They're a little compressed, but not bad. You still get some dynamic range. WKAR, probably better. WUOM has got a good signal, but they're mostly NPR stuff. They don't play a lot of music. And then there's a bunch of, you know, there's the EMU, WEMU. I can get them pretty well here with the antenna on them. There's a station in Toledo. I don't recall the frequency. They might be 91.1. I can zero in on them. They're okay, too. A moment here. And some of the stations do, they don't have in-studio hosts 24/7, so some of the stuff that they're broadcasting is syndicated, and, sometimes you'll hear the same program, on two of those stations, 4 hours apart. So that's a little strange, but, it's fun to play with and stuff, but it's not like I would settle down in front of the stereo with a bag of popcorn, to listen to the local symphony broadcast. It's not going to be what it was.